Go ahead.
Hey, Gregory. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. You already know who it is, right?
we about to get it in this time.
That's right, brother. I just signed up another client, too, on Google Guaranteed. He's in Oneida doing plumbing. He's super stoked, man. So, yes, sir. Cool.
So, yeah, you can run that same card that we was talking about.
Okay, before I do that, though, let me just verify a few things. The target area for Google Guaranteed, do you want it to be Grantfield, Moreland, Newman, Sharpsburg, Lutherville, Hogansville, LaGrange, Fairview, Hampton, Griffin, and Stockbridge, or is it different?
It's kind of those same, but Stockbridge, not really.
Take Stockbridge out. Okay.
McDonald, you can take that out.
All right. McDonald. I don't see McDonald on here, actually.
Okay. Okay. You got Fabern on there?
Fabern. No, I don't. How do you spell that?
It's F-A-I-R.
Okay.
B-U-R-N.
Got it. Usually I look it up, but yeah. Georgia.
And we got, what else? Fayetteville, you got that?
I do. Yes, sir.
You got Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. No, Fayetteville I don't have. Give me a second. Let me add it right now.
Yeah, Fayetteville is a
big one.
Yeah. Matter of fact, just leave Stockbridge on there, because Stockbridge, they bring pretty good customers.
Okay.
That way. That's a... It's Heard County. I mean, Harrison County. Somewhere. Harrison.
Okay. If you ever want to do it by county, even, you can. So what I have right now is Grantville, Moreland, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Lutherville, Hogansville, LaGrange, Fairview, Hampton, Griffin, Fairburn, Fayetteville, and Stockbridge.
Fairview. I really don't deal with Fairview for real. So you can replace Fairview for Peachtree City.
Okay. Got it. It's Peachtree City? Is that how you say it?
Peach. Yeah.
Peachtree. Like got it. All right. Like the fruit or vegetable or whatever it is.
Yeah. And you can also put Franklin, Georgia on there.
Perfect.
I think that's about it, my guy.
Okay. You could always add to it. You could always take cities off, too, okay?
Oh, yeah. One more. The last one, Sonoya, Georgia.
Sonoya. Hold on. Let me look that one up real quick. Boom, 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 boom. Just want to make sure my spelling's right. So Senoia, right?
Yes.
See, I knew I was going to butcher it. All right, so I got those cities, and we're doing lawn care vertical and fencing pro vertical. Perfect. Okay. The leads, you want them to forward to your same number, right? 770-896-6243?
Yes, I just don't want to get it mixed up in between, you know what I'm saying? I won't.
It won't. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead because it'll come through your phone as LSA lead.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll have, like, in your tracking system you have with us now, they're going to add a section under leads that will say paid leads, and it'll show you every lead that came through.
Okay, cool. Okay. And so, like, you know, when you say if I get overwhelmed and I'm going to just freeze it.
Awesome.
How do I do that?
Great question. Text, phone call, email. Or from your tracking system, there's a little chat box. You can pause your leads from there as well. So either way.
So is it the app I go on? Would it be the app?
No, it'll be your normal dashboard that you have with us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have the app, then yes, I know they have an app on there as well. So you can pause it from there, or you can text, call, or email, whichever's easier. Okay. A lot of my clients like to just text it. Like, they'll just be like, pause leads in a text, you know?
Okay, so what number, could you, like, send a number that I'll call?
Say it one more
what
time.
What number would I be calling?
Our 877 number?
Okay.
And you could just type in my extension to 711. That way you get directly over to me. And because sometimes they get busy over there, you know, on the client support side. Me, okay. The longest I'm on a call is like 45 minutes, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, and that's very rare, too. A lot of times I'm on the phone like 20, 30 minutes, you know. So.
Okay, sweet deal.
All right, so give me 1 second. I'm going to attach Google Guaranteed to your account. So you're going to get an email in 1 second here that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. Then it will have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is there's going to be a link for the application, which I'm going to send that to you via text message too, and I'm going to reply to our current email thread with that application as well. Just give me 1 second, though. I just got to attach it here. When we first started doing this, I used to have to message billing to do this. And I told my boss, I was like, man, you got to just give me access because it takes forever.
So, gotcha.
Yeah, so because, man, it's popular, you know.
Keep my guys busy because, you know, everybody got to eat.
Exactly. And if you guys get swamped, man, just text over, hey, pause my leads, or you could call, email from your app too, whichever's easier, you know.
Okay. So, every time it charged me, you know what I'm saying, it'll just take it out the card that I already have.
Yeah. So what will happen is after the application process, so after you're approved, okay, you're going to get a text, an email, and a phone call verification making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. So we don't auto-charge it, right? We want to make sure you're ready to turn those leads on, and then that's when that lead budget will be charged.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. And I know in your situation, you got to load money on the card and stuff, so that works perfect. You know what I'm saying? So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, give me a second here. LSA. All right, updates. Just make sure I added it. Edit subscription. Okay, LSA is assigned to your account now, so you're going to get that email here shortly. Let me get it to you via text, too. 1 second.
Okay, do I need to sign anything?
No, you're going to have to fill out the application, and I'll go over that with you in just 1 second here. Let me just double-check the requirements again. Okay, so you're going to put in there your license, your insurance, right? It'll ask you, where the business is registered, right? So you're just going to fill that application out completely. Now, as far as the background check goes, there's two different companies, right, that do the background check for Google. They're both trusted companies, okay? One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay? If Evident is doing your background check, okay, they're going to ask you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay, and they'll be able to let you know which one is doing that in your onboarding appointment, which I'm going to schedule here in just 1 second. One sec here. Yeah, you're going to absolutely love this, man. Those areas you gave me too, you're going to show up at the very top in the Google Guaranteed, so should drive you in more work for sure. If you ever wanted to focus in a specific territory too, you have the freedom to do that. You could call, just to give you an example, you could be like, hey, I just want to target Moreland, right? And we could change it where all your leads are focused in that area too. So you have a lot of wiggle room with this, you know? All right, so let's get your appointment scheduled. So for this appointment, we block off a full 30 minutes. What's going to happen is you're going to meet your lead technician. So the person managing your leads, they just want to go over with you how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to process your application and make sure it was submitted correctly. Okay. Now I want to always say this too. So even though I'm not the one physically managing your leads, Gregory, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So make sure you save my number in your phone. If you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Now let me see. What time works best for you for the appointment tomorrow?
Can we do around about, let me see. What's the latest you got?
6:30.
Okay, let's shoot for 6:30.
Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 hour or two before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. Okay. And what's going to happen is we're going to call from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I call and I introduce you to the technician. Okay. If I am on the phone, I'll make sure to be available for it though. But if I am on the phone by chance, right, they're going to call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay. And they will call you from our 877 number. Okay. All right, let me see. So onboarding appointment is, make sure I scheduled it right. Yeah, so you should have just got that email calendar invite. Let me put in the reminder too. Reviews are golden too. You need a minimum of 5 reviews to qualify. Sometimes we have you do those in the application process, but you already have, I think, like 21 or something. Yeah, 21. Right. So you're golden there. All right, let me see here. Let's see.
Excellent. Looking forward to this document real quick.
Yeah. Let's see, 3:30. All right, and that is set. Okay. So the main thing, and I know when you sign up, you get like all these emails and stuff and text messages. The main thing is the application. You want to get that submitted as soon as possible. That way there's like no delays, right? Even if you're like not ready to turn your leads on after you're approved, right? That's perfectly mm-hmm. fine, but you want to get through that application portion. That way we could get it submitted. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, and I'm just putting all the notes here. So we're putting you in for fencing pro and lawn care vertical. What's going to happen to you, you're going to get a list of subcategories. Okay, so after your onboarding appointment tomorrow, you're going to get like some emails for personalization on your Google Guaranteed profile, like how you want it to look. And they're going to list a bunch of subcategories. You only want to turn on the type of leads that you want. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I always like to just let you guys know that, too. All right, any questions for me so far?
No, sir.
Awesome. Hey, I'm excited for you, man. I'm glad we got you on this. You're going to absolutely love it, okay? So look out for that call tomorrow at 6:30 from our 877 number. I'll try to be available for it so I could just introduce you to the tech, okay? The main thing is you want to have the application filled out so they can get that thing processed. Okay?
Got you.
All right. And have your driver's license on you too, just in case it's evident. That way you could just scan the front and back and that thing gets submitted easily. Okay?
Got you. And right here, it says,
hold on, let me pull up the app so I can see what you're seeing.
What is the business license number? So I'm trying to figure out, you know, I got state license and I got city license. I mean, county license.
Let me pull it up real fast and I'll ask somebody on that side while I have you on the phone too, just so we could verify it. Let's see here. LSA application. Boom, boom, boom. Which number are you on?
What phone number am I on?
No, oh no, not. I mean on the application. Like, is it the EIN number you're talking about, or?
It's number.
Number 9, right?
Number 9.
Okay, okay. Give me one second here. Let me ask. Google guaranteed. Hold on, let me make a thread.
Yes, it does.
Here, I'm going to get a clarification from Perry right now. He's like the main person, like he's like the supervisor on the Google Guaranteed site. I would say to put both numbers, but I just want to get clarification on that from him.
Okay, you're having that.
Yeah. And while we're getting that too, I am going to get all your notes over. Fencing Pro.
Daddy, watch it. Daddy! I'm on the phone.
I'm on the phone booth. Alright, let me see here. Updates.
Yes, yes. I'm going to talk to her when I'm up. Get out the phone. I'm on the phone right now.
Let me see where he's... Oh, it shows he's in a meeting right now. So do me a favor. Just put both numbers. So, like, put the number and then put a space and then put the second number and tell me if that goes through that way. And I'll just make him aware, like, hey, he didn't know which number to put, so I just had him put both.
Okay, 1 6.
Yeah, take your time.
Go to 22 if you don't mind. It says for each field worker.
Just put, so you're just running the background check on yourself, right?
Right.
Okay, so just put 0 field workers. Even if you have some workers, right? Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, so you'll be fine.
Okay, 0.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, I gotta get it. New Wi-Fi code reset.
Yeah, take your time.
Hey,
one and only.
Yeah, Perry said to put both.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't Perry. Bonnie actually said that. She's another rep over there. But, yeah, so I was thinking right. I haven't actually got that question before. So it seems like it'd be a relevant one, though, you know? You have a city license and a state license, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, 21, it said, please list the name of all field workers.
You just leave that blank. Yeah.
Okay, leave that blank.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the primary business owner, date of birth? Okay, it'll be 12, 24, 2020. Yeah, I'm trying to just keep you on the phone, so I'm kind of like walking through.
No, that's awesome, man. No, for sure, because that's like the main thing. When we first started this, I didn't use the stress, the application as much, and then it would take longer. So now I'm like, I say it like multiple times because I just want to get you guys approved, you know? Like,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Then it said, what is the primary business owner's social security number? That'd be the IN. I'm on regular social security number.
Your regular social, because that's what they're going to use for the background check. Yeah.
Okay, what is the primary business owner name? Would I just put my regular name?
Yes, yes. The name that would be used for the background check, so yeah. Okay. So your regular name.
It says, what is the total number of field workers?
Zero.
Customer base work? Zero.
Zero. Yeah, put zero. That way they just do the background check on you. If you ever wanted to add somebody on to after you get approved, you don't have to repay an application fee or anything, but at least this way we get you approved faster, you know?
So it's only one. Yeah, I got you. So it's only one business owner, so it's... What is the total number of...
No, it says excluding the owner. So you'd put zero right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then on 16, it said, what is the total number of business owners?
Put one.
One. Okay. Please list the county. So do I list all the county? I mean, the cities that I serve?
Is that on there? Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Hold on. What number are you on?
15.
Please list the counties or cities of the business. No, you don't, you can leave that blank because I already notated it for them. You know, if you want to type them all in, you can. Or here, I could text it over to you if you want to copy and paste it in there. I mean, it's up to you, but they're going to have it.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you can send it to me. Send it to me.
Here, I'll send it to you right now. Text. That way you can just copy and paste this thing. Make it easy. Boom, 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 boom. All right, here it comes right now.
You send it to the 770 number?
Yeah, yeah. 770-896-6243.
Yeah, it haven't came yet.
It didn't? It says sent successfully on my end. Okay. 770-896-6243, yeah. Either way, though, you could leave it blank, because I already put all in the notes for them. Like, literally what I sent you are already sent over to them, so.
Okay, then it says, what is the budget monthly bill for the GG
program? So that's going to be, I know you're starting at the minimum budget requirement, so that's going to be for both verticals, that's 609.
What is the business BB?
Just leave that. But if you, do you have a BBB?
No.
Yeah, I'll leave it blank then.
It's genuinely issued. Expire 12/27/23.
Just a heads up on the insurance, when it's about to expire to you every year, they'll contact you to just resubmit the new one. Okay. And it's no additional fee either. Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Take your time, brother. Yeah, I'm still here, just so you know, Gregory. I'm just, I have you on mute, so you don't hear all the typing in the background. All right. All right, I'm done typing. How's that app going?
I just moved into my room recently.
Oh, awesome, so man.
My insurance and my business license. I'm not on address at that time right now.
Okay, so that's fine. Just note, so is the new address the 344 Hogansville Road?
No, it's actually my P.O. box.
Oh, it's your P.O. box for the where the business is registered?
Yes.
Okay, so no worries. I'll just submit that note over to the tech team so they know, okay? they just basically Google just wants to see that your business is licensed and insured and the locations we're targeting you for. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. Yeah, you should be golden.
Okay, let me see.
No, they'll be able to check it tomorrow too. Like, even when you send that app, I can't see it. Like, that's going to be on the onboarding side, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, you know, I put on a state license, but let me see. The only number it's showing is the control number.
That's why they have that onboarding appointment too. So, like, for, like, little snags like that, you know? I know they're closed on that side too, like 8 minutes ago. So, basically in that point, I would just put the number that you have and they'll be able to check it. So before they process it, they make sure everything's lined up though. You know what I'm saying? And that's like what they do all day is just get you approved for Google Guarantee. And so.
One more number to put in and then I can submit it.
Yeah, perfect.
And on a business license, it really don't have a number, so I'm just going to say license.
Right, and I usually don't deal with all that on my side. Like, they'll know exactly what you're talking about. That's why we have those onboarding appointments, you know?
Yeah, it's telling me to list those counties. I'm going to just put up here.
What? Say it again?
It told me to list those.
Oh, it told you to list the counties? Oh, my goodness. Okay. And you didn't get that text, right?
No.
It's weird.
I'm just going to put a few.
Yeah, just put a few, and I'll have them adjust it. Because I already notated it, all the cities. Like, even if you just want to put your city, and they know in the notes, like I put everything me and you went over, you know.
All done.
Awesome. So I just let Bonnie know too. I know she's already off, but I told her that you already submitted, or I told her you were filling out the app. So let me tell her you submitted. You just submitted it too. Okay. I told her just to clarify, and she knows about the two licenses, right? Because she's the one that responded to me on that. But I also told her to go off the cities that I put in the priority notes for her. You know, just so she's aware. Okay. All right. Hey, congratulations, Gregory. Hey, thank you so much for getting that app in as quickly as possible. I know you're going to absolutely love this, and look out for that call tomorrow at 6:30. Okay?
All right. 10-4.
All right, brother. Have a great night, man.
You too.